Now, some of you might have realized that I didn't dismiss the children for the children's liturgy of the word. That's because I want to talk to them. So any of the kids that normally are dismissed, if you could please come up to the front, I'm going to need your help today. I'm going to need your help during the homily. As they're making their way up here, just another brief introduction of myself. I'm Father TJ. I work for the diocese now. As you guys are coming up, you can go ahead and have a seat here on the floor. And we're going to have a good time today. But I'm very, very grateful to Father Pat, because we're classmates. We were in seminary together for 6 years, and we were ordained on the same day. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity to be here today to celebrate the sacred mysteries with you, to break open the Word, and to share Jesus with you. So I hope all of you that normally dismiss for children's liturgy of the Word, I hope you were paying attention, because I want to talk about the readings today. I need some volunteers to help me with the gospel. You, sir? Yes, you come up. And yes, sir, why don't you come up? So today in the gospel, we heard a story, okay? And for the sake of the story, we're going to have you be the dad. Okay, what happens in the gospel today? The dad says to his kids, he says something to them. He says, I need you to do what? I need you to work, right? Okay, so let's say that the kids, hypothetically, this is hypothetical because I know that none of you are like this. Let's say that you're playing outside and you're playing and you're having a good time and all of a sudden you're done playing and you're like, okay, it's time to do something else. Okay, but I know that none of you ever leave a mess anywhere, right? That never happens, right, parents? Your kids always pick up after themselves. All right, so the dad says to the kids, guys, I need you to do something for me. Go ahead and say that.
I need you to do something.
What do you need him to do?
I need you to clean up.
I need you to pick up this mess you made. And the first one says, Dad, what?
No.
No, okay. All right, close. Okay. All right. Okay, and then the second one says?
Yes.
Yes. And then, what is the one that said yes, what do they do?
Pick it up.
No. They said, yes, I'll pick it up, but they did what? They said yes, but they left it a mess. They didn't do anything. They said, yeah, Dad, whatever, I'll do it for you, right? But the one who said, no, I won't do it, saw, there's a mess here. And I feel bad. I feel guilty in my heart, like something's wrong. So what are you going to do?
Pick it up.
You're going to pick it up. And what are you going to need to pick it up? You're going to need what? You need a trash bag. So why don't you pick up the trash here? You said, no, I don't want to do it. No, I don't want to help, but... you're helping, right? And then Jesus asked a question to the disciples. He said, which one of them did the Father's will? Which one of them did the Father's will? Which one? Yes, ma'am. Who did it? The one who said no. The one who said no did the will of the Father. Okay, but so what does that tell us? What's more important? What we say or what we do? What we do is much more important. So now you got a trash, and now you give it to Dad, and you say, here you go, Dad. I did what you asked my sister to do. But the dad says, thank you, son. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for doing what I asked you to do. Even though you said no, your actions spoke louder than words. Can you hold on to this for a second? Okay, you guys can go back and have a seat. So what does this mean to us in our life of faith? You can go back and have a seat. All right, so what does this mean to us in the life of faith? What does the second reading tell us? The second reading tells us something very, 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 very important. The second reading tells us that we need to be one, united in heart. We need to be united in heart and mind and love. And what does that mean? Let me ask you this. Does it mean when you go to school, you make fun of people who are different than you?
No.
That is not being united in love. Does being united in love when your mom and dad ask you to do something, you say no and you don't do it and you still don't do it, is that being united in love?
No.
No. Is being united in love when you make fun of somebody, when you tell jokes about them, when you laugh at people, is that being united in love?
No.
No. Being united in love means loving the way that our Lord Jesus loved us. And how did he love us? What did he do for us? I'll give you a hint. What did he do for us? Yes, sir. What did he do for us? He died on a cross for us. He humbled himself, taking the form of humanity, saying, I love you this much. And he died for us. And he poured out his blood for us. And he said, I love you guys so much that I am going to give my entire life for you. Our Lord Jesus showed us what it meant to be united in love. How did Jesus love people? What did he do to show that he loved us? What did he do? Yes, ma'am. He sacrificed his life. How did he treat people? Did he make fun of them? Did he talk back to people?
No.
How did he show his love? What did he do? Yes, ma'am.
He gave us his life.
He gave us his life. How did he treat people? What did he do for people? If people were sick, what did he do to them? He healed them. What if they were blind? What did he do for them? He gave them sight. What if they couldn't walk? What if they were lame? What if they were limping? What did he do for them?
He helped them.
He helped them walk. What if they were dead? What did he do for them? He brought them back to life. He revived them. He brought them back to life. That's what our Lord Jesus did. Our Lord Jesus did that to show us, I love you. And to be like Jesus, to be like our Lord Jesus, we are to love like he loved. So how can you do that in your lives? How can you do that as children? How can you love the way that Jesus loved? You can treat others with what?
Respect.
Respect and kindness. And you can be nice to people. You can say nice things to people. If you see that somebody's struggling with something and needs help, like picking up their room, or if somebody needs help with some schoolwork, what can you do?
Help.
You can help them. You can love the way that our Lord Jesus loved. There's another way that we can love the way that our Lord Jesus loved. And that's why I'm here today. My new title is the Director of Vocations for the Archdiocese. What in the world does that mean? That's a huge title. Does anybody know what a vocation is? A vocation is a call. It's a call that God puts in our hearts and in our lives. Yes, sir. That's pretty cool. That's really cool. That is very cool. But a vocation is what God calls us to in life. Okay, God places a special call in the hearts of people. What's the majority of call? Every single Christian is called to something special, and that is what? To be holy. My friends today are brothers Abram and Levi, being brought into the family of God's kingdom. Our Lord Jesus is going to say to them, I call you to a life of holiness. And we're going to be able to witness in just a few moments our Lord Jesus wiping them free of their sins. We are all called to a life of holiness. But in a special way, some people are called to a life of holiness in an awesome, profound way. And that's to be a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. I have been a priest for 5 years, and it is awesome. I love being a priest. I love being able to bring Jesus to people. I love being able to celebrate the sacraments and to give people hope. And I love being able to walk through an airport and somebody says, Father, can I talk to you for a minute? I need some prayers. It is an awesome way to be a witness for Jesus. It's an awesome way to show how much our Lord Jesus loves us. And so my message to you young people is that God might be placing a call on your heart. God might be saying to you, I want you to be a priest. Or I want you to be a nun, and we have a choice to make. What choice is that? If God is placing that on our heart, if God is saying in the quiet of our heart, I want you to be a priest or a nun, how can we respond? We can say what? We can say yes, or we can say no. It's a choice that we make. God puts that call in our hearts. Now, maybe God's not calling everybody to be a priest and a nun. In fact, the majority of people here in the church are called to the sacrament of marriage, to the vocation of married life, to give their lives for their spouse and for their kids, right? But some of us might be called to priesthood or the religious life, and there's a choice that we have to make, and we get to choose. Are we going to say yes, or are we going to say no? If you were called to priesthood or religious life, if you're called to be a priest or a nun, and you say no, how do you think that's going to affect you? Yes. Well, it's going to affect you because you're not going to be as happy as you might possibly could be. Does that make sense? So you can say, no, God, I don't want to be a priest or a nun. I would rather be married. And God's going to say, you know what? I love you a lot, and I respect that decision. But he knows. He knows what's going to make us most happy. So if God is calling you to be a priest or a nun, it's an awesome call. Embrace that call. Pray about that. Invite the Lord's love into your heart. And if it is true, God knows how you're going to be most happy, and that's going to be most happy by being a priest or a nun. Okay, so be open. And I want you guys to listen very closely as I talk to your parents and your grandparents. My dear friends, we need priests and we need nuns. We need sisters and brothers in our church to share the message of love. So when it comes time to talk to your children about what it is that they want to do with their lives, I would hope that priesthood or religious life is a possibility. If your son or daughter comes to you and says, yes, I want to be a priest, I want to be a nun, encourage them, pray with them, pray for them. It is a great, wonderful, awesome call to be able to give your son or your daughter in service to the church. So please, 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 please encourage and pray that maybe God is calling one of your children or your grandchildren or your nieces or your nephews, because our church needs priests, sisters, brothers, and nuns to be able to bring the message of God's love to all of the world. My friends, as we continue our celebration today, we ask the Lord to help us to say yes to Him and His great love. We ask our Lord to reach into our hearts and touch our souls and help us to determine and distinguish what it is that He's asking us to do with our lives. My brothers and sisters, if God is calling you to be a priest or a nun, be open. It is an awesome way to spend your life. It's a great way that you can give your life in service to our Lord Jesus and to His holy church. So guys, please be open. And may the Spirit of our Lord's love continue to bless us. May He continue to walk with us. May He continue to guide us now and always. Thank you guys very, very much for your help today. You can go back to your seats.